limitations. The limitations of the methodology detailed above are that not all health data is available in the IDI. Details of diagnoses given in primary healthcare settings, i.e. general practitioner or eye clinic, are not available. These individuals must be identified in other ways, such as through social support data. We may not capture them all if they do not require government assistance. This can skew the populations and the outcomes towards the individuals who are blind or who have visual impairment and who do require support. The data sources available in the IDI are built for administrative purposes, not research, and therefore the data supplied to the IDI do not all have the same completeness levels when it comes to historical data. There will be inconsistencies in the methodology and ability to identify the blind and visual impairment population over time due to availability of new data collections. Some data is only available for more recent years, such as the Socrates Disability Support Services data, while other data sources, such as MOH publicly funded hospital discharges data, has rich data history with records from 1980 onwards. Additionally, there are changes in the time series nature of data sources owing to business changes, new programs, discontinued programs, different classification codes, etc. This means that we may not identify individuals who engaged with government services in earlier years, as that data may not be supplied to the IDI, or that if services were discontinued or replaced, then the data may not be available at all. Additionally, another consideration is that census data, unlike the other data sources, is a survey, a point-in-time snapshot of the population. We were able to source both the 2018 census and the 2023 census for this population, but had to exclude the 2013 census due to changes in the Washington Group Short Set, WGSS, disability questions, and multi-choice answer options. The census is one of the most wide-ranging methods for identifying people with visual impairment, but as it is self-assessed, we did exclude it from the criteria for severe visual impairment classification, even if the recipient responded, cannot do it all. However, if those recipients met the other criteria for inclusion, then they will still appear.